This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia is facing a fresh wave of condemnation after evidence emerged of what appeared to be a deliberate killings of civilians in Ukraine. Some Western leaders called for further sanctions in response to the alleged atrocities, even as Moscow continued to press its offensive in the country's east. Germany's defense minister suggested the European Union discuss a ban on Russian gas imports, but more senior officials indicated an immediate boycott was not possible. That's a sign that leaders could struggle in the short term to ramp up already severe sanctions on Russia. Ukrainian officials said bodies of 410 civilians were found in towns around the capital. The images of battered bodies unleashed a wave of outrage that could signal a turning point in the war. Pope Francis is praying for an end to the sacrilegious war, as he puts it, in Ukraine, and for the world to show compassion to refugees. He made the comment as he concluded a two-day visit to Malta that was dominated by his concern for refugees and the devastation unleashed by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Though short, the trip has been particularly taxing for the 85-year-old pontiff, who was suffering from painful strained right knee ligaments. He struggled repeatedly Sunday to get out of his chair, and his limping gait from sciatica was so pronounced that he frequently had to grab the arm of his aide. Lithuania said that it has cut itself off entirely of gas imports from Russia, apparently becoming the first of the European Union's 27 nations using Russian gas to break its energy dependence upon Moscow. The country's energy minister says Lithuania has completely abandoned Russian gas. He says the Baltic nation is seeking full energy independence from Russian gas. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, said Monday she will not seek a second term after a rocky 5 years marked by huge protests calling for her resignation, a security crackdown that has quashed dissent, and mostly recently a COVID-19 wave that overwhelmed the health system. Her successor will be picked in May. And the city security chief during the 2019 protests is among the possible choices. Speculation had swirled for months about whether she would seek another term, but she said that her decision had been conveyed to the central government in Beijing last year and was met with respect and understanding. She presided over a period in which Beijing firmly established control over the former British colony that was returned to China in 1997. For years, the city rocked back and forth between calls for more freedom and growing signs of China extending its reach into the city, even after Hong Kong was promised 50 years of freedom to govern itself semi-autonomously from the mainland. A former finance minister who surprised many Costa Ricans by making it into the presidential runoff has easily won that ballot and is to become the Central American country's new leader next month. At the same time, conservative economist Rodrigo Chavez is still fending off accusations of sexual harassment when he worked at the World Bank. With nearly all polling stations reporting late Sunday, Chavez had 53% compared to 47% for José Figueres Ferrer. More than 42% of eligible voters did not participate in Sunday's election. However, it reflected the lack of enthusiasm Costa Ricans have had for the candidates. Hungary's nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban has declared victory in Sunday's national elections, claiming a mandate for a fourth term, as a still incomplete vote count showed a strong lead for his right-wing party. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban on Sunday announced a ban on harvesting poppies, even as farmers in some parts of the country began extracting the opium from the plant that is needed for making heroin. The Taliban warned farmers that their crops will be burned and that they could be jailed if they proceed with the harvest. The harvest and planting seasons vary across Afghanistan. In the Taliban heartland of southern Kandahar, the harvesting has begun, but in the east of the country, some farmers are just beginning to plant their crop. Recapping our top story, Russia is now facing a fresh wave of condemnation after evidence emerged of what appears to be deliberate killings of civilians in Ukraine. Ukrainian officials said bodies of 410 civilians were found in towns around the capital. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.